Teenagers and even tweens get into trouble with alcohol. Now that marijuana could possibly be in the same category, families might want to figure out what their boundaries will be. So far, 17-year-old Mary Cooper, a junior at Lakeside School, hasn't gotten that memo yet from her parents, Bill and Jane Cooper.
In recent memory, they've never told me, like, don't do marijuana. But, I mean, okay, I'm getting a look for my mom right now.
No,
but
we have not had that conversation. I didn't even think about it.
I think it's just assumed, because I consider myself a pretty good kid. We've had more drinking talks than pot talks.
While Mary's parents are more worried about the dangers of alcohol, Jane, Mary's mother, isn't thrilled there might be another substance on the market that could hurt her daughter.
Smoking pot, it's smoke in your lungs and in your veins, and it's a health risk.
Unless you're eating brownies or other edibles. There's a lot of good recipes out on the internet.
That's true. I suppose Bill makes a good point there.
Okay, so Dad is talking about brownie recipes. This is getting a little awkward.
It does not have to be comfortable.
Yvonne Monique Zick is a parent educator for Vashon Youth and Family Services. She teaches moms and dads how to have the talk with their children. Once you figure out what your boundaries are surrounding drugs and alcohol, Zick says you should talk about those boundaries a lot with your kids and ask them what they think. Just keep the communication flowing.
Research still shows that parents are the number one influencer of kids' decisions. So we still have more power than any other person in a kid's life. And I really ask parents, how are you going to use that power? Where do you want it?
Some questions from kids will be really hard to answer. If a child asks a parent if they use marijuana and the parent says, yes, I did, or yes, I do, Zick says that should be followed by yes and instead of yes, but.
If you're going to say yes, right, say yes and. And the drugs are different today. They are bred for maximum impact. We just know more now.
And that's why parents are encouraged to say,
wait, just wait.
Zick tells parents that a good way to get teens and tweens to hold off trying marijuana is to lay out a list of positive consequences.
You're going to get more freedom. You're going to get a driver's license. You're going to be able to go out with your friends, and I will trust you to be where you say you're going to be.
These are the benefits 17-year-old Mary Cooper is enjoying as a result of the trust she's built with her parents. Mary has no interest in trying marijuana, but she's not blind to what her peers are doing and informs all of the adults in the room that getting a hold of pot is a lot easier than scoring a pack of cigarettes.
When teenagers say that they smoke, you just already assume that it's like marijuana and not even cigarettes at all. It's just different from other drugs because it seems less harmful.
Bill, Mary's dad, says he's going to vote to legalize marijuana and hopes the public health campaign that's required by the law will educate young people like his daughter about the health risks.
Because, you know, there's plenty of studies that show the effect on growing brains and, you know, dropping 8 to 10 IQ points is very, very plausible. It's kind of like breaking in a new car. You've got to go easy when you're in that engine is young.
And the fact it's going to be like wine and alcohol when they're 21, will it be socially acceptable in your family?
Hmm. That's a good question.
I think that would be really weird.
As the parents ponder this question, Mary, the 17-year-old, jumps in.
There's so many lines we have yet to cross with our relationship, with my relationship with my parents. And I think that would just be a line that would be so awkward and weird.
For Mary, just the thought of going out to a bar with her mom for her first drink when she turns 21, something mom talks about doing, is hard enough for her to think about. The idea of adding marijuana to that milestone just makes her cringe. Still, Mary, Bill, and Jane are ahead of the game. At least they've started this conversation. Now they just have to figure out how to keep it going. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.